The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
I'm Richard Paul Evans, author of the best-selling Michael Vay series. For more than 6 years, readers from around the world have followed Michael Vay and his friends as they battled Dr. Hatch and the Elgin. Then, at the end of book six, Michael Vay was struck by lightning. Now everyone's asking, where's Michael? You're about to find out. Book 7, the last book of the Michael Vay series, is on sale now. Find out why Glenn Beck says Michael Vay is fantastic. Michael Vay, The Final Spark, on sale now. Pick up your copies today.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Let's talk about all of the wonderful things that Hollywood is doing to help out the victims of the hurricane. They've just had a big gala where they raised $44 million. Wow. They had a TV network. They had every star known to man. And they raised $44 million. Whew. There's a football player who just raised by himself $32 million.
J.J. Watt.
32 by himself. He did that, you know, with Twitter. I don't know. Think about raising some money. Want to help? $32 million later, you spend all of this money, all of this production. You bring in every star on their, and I'm sure they were all driving the Leaf. None of them were driving anything that was seriously. They were all driving a Leaf, and you brought them all together, and you know you had the catering trucks and the catering tents and everything else. Congratulations, $44 million. What happened here? Why only $44 million? Because Hollywood is irrelevant and they don't even know it. Hollywood, everybody is sick. I mean everybody on both sides. They don't need you anymore. To raise money, you don't need people like me anymore. You don't need anybody. You don't need celebrity. You don't need anything. If you have a good cause and you have a direct way to help, it's great. This is technology. We don't need the celebrities. And could the celebrities help? Yes. Yes. J.J. Watt, he is helping. He is helping. The problem is they fail to look at what he did. And that is, wow, people need help. Let's help them. And then I'm not trying to make a political point. I'm not trying to make any kind of point whatsoever. Let's just help them. Is anybody else bothered when you go to church? And every church is like this. When you go to church and they start talking about how you need to love people so you can bring them in to get baptized, that drives me out of my mind.
Yeah, that whole loving people so they join the faith sounds terrible.
No. It does to me, and maybe because I've had shields up on that for so long, and now that I'm sitting in a congregation and I hear people say these things, what it translates to me as, how can we get people baptized? I know. Let's love them.
Again, okay. This does not sound bad. You're saying it's translating to you in a way that it sounds good. If you believe in the faith, you want people to be baptized. You want people to see the light, right? And a good way to do that is, what is it, hate? If you don't want love, what do you want?
No, it is the intent. And I don't think this is in the intent of the churches. I think this is how it is interpreted by some. And that is, we want to change people's minds. So let's go in and become their friends. Well, that's good.
Isn't this the entire
would you listen to me for a second? Would you let me finish?
This is what
would
you're
you
every
let
day
me finish?
On the show.
No. Let's love people. Let's actually love people. Let's actually serve people. Now, I said it's not the intention, it's how it sounds, especially when it's in churches. It sounds this way. And it's why I think we fail. I think we fail as churches sometimes. We fail with people because we have another intent. Our intent is to get you to believe what we believe. No, that's not my intent. My intent is to get you to see that I'm just like you. I'm just like you. I don't need you to believe what I believe. We just have to stop hating each other. That's my goal. Let's stop hating each other. Let's start seeing that we are alike and start seeing humanity in each other. Let's just see that, you know what? You could hate me, but why don't you hate me for real, authentic reasons? Okay?
Right.
Why don't you hate me for that? Until that time, how about we just love each other and cut each other some slack and help one another? And it's my belief that if you are a happy and genuine person, somebody in your life is going to say, you know what? I can't figure it out. You seem to have this mastered. What is it that you have? Well, I'll tell you. That's your opportunity. But we set out sometimes. We set out with, I'm going to get them in the boat. I'm going to get them in the boat. I'm going to get them baptized. I'm going to do X, Y, or Z. You know what? Do your part. And that is love people. We're missing the love people part. Actually do that. No other agenda. Love people. When you love people, they will see, wow, I like that guy. I like those people. I may not agree with those people, but I like them. Then you have all kinds of opportunities ahead of you. And then that's the time to talk about those opportunities. The Hollywood is not, they did not do this because they genuinely love the people in Houston. Maybe some of them did. But far too many of them started doing things like Stevie Wonder. Listen to Stevie Wonder.
We've come together today to love on the people that have been devastated by the hurricane.
Great, music on. Great.
When love goes into action, it preferences no color of skin.
Oh boy, here we go.
No ethnicity.
Agenda.
But I mean,
no religion.
Agenda.
Beliefs.
Agenda.
No sexual preferences.
Agenda.
And no political persuasions.
Agenda.
It just loves.
Uh-huh. Okay, good.
As we should begin to love and value our planet. And
agenda.
Anyone who believes that there is no such thing as global warming must be blind or unintelligent.
Okay.
Lord.
That sounds like...
Wait, the blind guy's telling us that?
Yeah, and that's love. That's a prayer. That's a prayer.
Yeah.
That's a prayer. You must be blind or unintelligent.
Amazing. I mean, of course, and as it relates to hurricanes... That is not what even the global warming thesis says, that there's going to be more hurricanes. They actually say there's been a decrease since 1880 in the number of hurricanes hitting the United States of America. You know, that's an amazing thing. And I think, you know, you kind of look at that and you say, why apply that there? Why insert that into the middle of this? Because you're right. Like the other stuff you're talking about, agenda, you're looking at it. I mean, I hate to point this out, but you're looking at this in a cynical sort of way, right?
It's Hollywood, yes.
A correct,
they deserve that,
cynical
yes.
way.
Yes.
But, you know, there's nothing wrong with saying we embrace all races. And,
no, there's not.
Of
there's
course.
Not.
Those are all
there's
things
not.
We actually believe.
I
you
do.
Just don't believe it from these people because, you know, people in Hollywood are constantly
correct.
Coming with an agenda. And then he proves the point seconds later.
Yes.
Again, this
look,
is...
if he said everything that he said, look, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you have the Confederate flag, you don't want to, or you don't want to stand for the American flag. It doesn't matter. We have to love you and serve you, period. That would have been great.
It doesn't matter if you believe Harvey and Irma were caused by global warming, or you feel that we've seen these storms a million times before and it's no big difference.
Exactly right.
We
have
still
to love
are there
you.
For you. And Ken, it's not that way. You're an idiot. You're blind. You're unintelligent. They can't help themselves.
No, they can't. Because their agenda is more important. And look, I want to make this really clear. Do I want people to find the joy that I have found in my faith? You bet I do. You bet I do.
You should, right?
Right. I have found great joy, great peace. I'm alive today because of that. I would not have made it without that. So I do want to share that. But that's not my agenda. That's not what I get up for in the morning. That doesn't, I'm sorry. But that is, to me, I don't even think that was Christ's agenda. That was the result. He knew that would be the result of the way he lived his life and loving everyone. Truly loving everyone. Where are your accusers now? He won't stone somebody who broke one of his laws. He won't stone them. Where are your accusers? Does that mean he was endorsing her? No. I said his agenda is love. Love. And did she go back and get right back into bed with somebody else? Probably not. How many people, we don't know this, but how many people did she change because he just showed love? He didn't stop and say, hey, by the way, and the only way is through me. He didn't do that. He said, where are your accusers? Well, I'm not gonna condemn you either. Go and sin no more. That's it. That's it. Oh, by the way, I did save you, so now I have to do this. Now you have to believe these things. No, he loved. All of our love, it seems to have an agenda. All of the love in the world seems to have an agenda. An agenda-driven love will not change anything. $44 million? That's nice. It's nice. When Hollywood stops with the agenda, maybe they'll be able to make a big impact again.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
I'm Richard Paul Evans, author of the best-selling Michael Vay series. For more than 6 years, readers from around the world have followed Michael Vay and his friends as they battled Dr. Hatch and the Elgin. Then, at the end of book six, Michael Vay was struck by lightning. Now everyone's asking, where's Michael? You're about to find out. Book 7, the last book of the Michael Vay series, is on sale now. Find out why Glenn Beck says Michael Vay is fantastic. Michael Vay, The Final Spark, on sale now. Pick up your copies today.